10.
Yes, ma'am. And the one after 10 is?
11.
Yes, ma'am. The one after 12 is?
13.
The one after that is?
14.
Yes, ma'am. And the number after 19 is?
20.
Yes, ma'am. The one after 26 is?
27.
Yes, ma'am. The one after 29 would be?
30.
Yes, ma'am. And the one after 39 would be?
40.
Yes, ma'am. The number after 69 would be?
70.
Yes, ma'am. And let's see. Now, if you want to say you were going to get tickets or something like that to a concert, and you want to be sure to get good seats, you'd say you want to be what in line? You want to be the?
First in line.
And the person after the first person would be the?
Second in line.
Yes, ma'am. And the one after that would be?
Third.
After that would be?
Fourth. Fifth. Sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. And let's see. Sometimes you feel maybe your good luck comes just a little time, but your bad luck comes
all the time.
And say you were talking about crops and so forth, and somebody might say, well, last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. This year I got 40 bushels. This year's crop was what? Was how much is
small? Now I didn't.
I'll say it again. Let's say you had a 20 bushels to the acre last year, and then 40 bushels this year, and you would say this year's crop was how much is good?
It's double.
Mm-hmm. And the first month of the year would be
January.
And the one after that would be?
February.
And after that?
March. April. May. June. July.
Mm-hmm.
August.
Yes, ma'am.
September.
Okay.
October. November. December.
Yes, ma'am. One reason I'll just get you to talk a lot of times those things would just crop up in conversation.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask them. And after Sunday, the day after Sunday would be a?
Monday.
Yes, ma'am. And after that would be?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. And the word Sabbath, what does that usually mean?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing as Sunday. And if you meet somebody in the early part of the day, say early in the morning, what would you say to that person?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. How long would you say that? How far up in the day would you say?
12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. What would you say after that?
You would say afternoon till 6 o'clock, and then it would be night, or evening, good evening.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say good evening until you go to bed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To 12, 6 to 12.
And what about when in parting, what would you say? If you said good morning on arriving, what would you say on leaving, on parting?
Well, it would be fall, most of them, and evening. Is that what you mean?
Or would you say you said a good morning when you arrived? What would you say when you left?
Oh, you say good night or goodbye. Okay. It depends on the time.
Okay. If a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he says he had to start at
daybreak.
Mm-hmm. Or anything else he might use there?
Daylight.
Mm-hmm. Or would you use some? Could you say sun up there? Or
sun up. Mm-hmm.
And would you ever use sunrise there too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And talk about sunrise. Somebody says, what time did the sun rise this morning? You'd say the sun
rose
at 6. And you might say, we were late this morning. When we started out in the field, the sun had already
risen.
Mm-hmm. And say if the man worked until the sun went out of sight, you would say he worked until
twilight.
Or anything else you might
say? Dark.
See, today is Monday, so Sunday was what? Was